Okay, Perek Hazayin, Mishnah Beis, Beged Mitame, Mishum Shloisha Shloisha Lemedres, and Mishum Shloisha Shloisha Litmeme. A piece of clothing, to become Tame as a Beged, it would have to be a minimum size, with three Tzvachim by three Tzvachim, in order to become Tame Medres. If a Zavar Zavar would sit on it, and it has the size of three Tzvachim by three Tzvachim, it would become an Avatum. And in order to become Tame Mei, then it wouldn't need the size of three tzvachim by three tzvachim. A much smaller shear is needed, which is three exposed by three exposed, three finger width by three finger width. Once it has that size, it's considered a beged, and therefore it would become tamei meis, and all other tumas would apply to a beged that's three exposed by three exposed. Hasak arba al arba, ha'or hamisha al hamisha, mapat shisha al shisha, shavin lemedris ulutmei meis. The minimum shear for a sackcloth to become tamei is four tefachim by four tefachim. That is the shear needed both to become tamei medris, if a zavar zavar would sit on it, and both to become tamei meis. And so too, all other tumas would apply if it's four tefachim by four tefachim. An or, which is a piece of hide, the minimum shear for it to become tamei, either tamei medris or tamei meis, or all other tumas, is five tefachim by five tefachim. While mapa, the mat, the minimum shear is larger, six tefachim by six tefachim is the shear, both to become tamei medris or to become tamei meis. Rabbi Meir, mehasak shirav arba, utchilato mishi yigamar. But Meir says, that which we gave a share of four tefachim by four tefachim for a sackcloth, that's referring to a sackcloth that originally was larger and now it has been torn, and what's left of it is four tefachim by four tefachim. That's the minimum size of what would be left in the sackcloth in order for it to remain something that's liable to become tamei. But if you're weaving a sackcloth right now, meitchila, you're starting to make a sackcloth, even if it's larger than four tzvachim by four tzvachim, if you're still in the middle of weaving it and you plan on making a larger piece of sackcloth than four tzvachim by four tzvachim, it would not be makabel tuma until it's completed, even though it's already four tzvachim by four tzvachim, since you plan on making it larger, it's not yet makabel tuma until it's completed. Somebody takes two tzvachim by two tzvachim from a beged, and one tefach by one tefach from a sock from a sackcloth, and stitches them together. The minimum size for a beged to become tamei medris, like we saw in the previous mishnah, is three tzvachim by three tzvachim. And you have three tzvachim by three tzvachim here, but it's not entirely from a beged. One tefach by one tefach is from a sock, and sock has a different shear for it to become tamei. Four tzvachim by four tzvachim is required from a sock, and you don't have that shear here. You have two tzvachim from a beged and one from a sock, three altogether. Or, shasam and a sock, v'acham and a or, you took three tzvachim by three tzvachim from sackcloth, one tzvachim by one tzvachim from or, from a hide, and you stitch them together. And the minimum shear for a sock to become tummy is 4x4, which you have here, but you don't have 4x4 entirely from sock, three is from sock, and one is from or. And the minimum size for an or to be makabel tuma is 5x5, which you don't have. Arbam and a or, v'acham and a mafe, it's tall. Or if you have four tzvachim by four tzvachim from an or, from a hive, and you took one tefach by one tefach from a mappet, from a mat, and you attached them together, in all these cases it would be tar, it would not be makabel tumas medris. As, since you took something that requires a larger shear and attached it to something that requires a smaller shear, it would not be mash from the minion. Something that a larger shear is required cannot complete the amount for a beged or a sock that a lesser shear is required. In order for a beged to become tamei medris, you need three tzvachim by three tzvachim from a beged alone. A sock cannot complete the shear since a larger shear is needed for a sock to become tamei medris, and the same is true for the other cases that are mentioned here. So therefore, if you take two tzvachim by two tzvachim from a beged and attach one tefach by one tefach from a sock and a zavar zavar would sit on it, it would remain tall. But if the beged would come into contact with the mace, then it would become tamei. The minimum shear for a beged to become tamei to a mace is three exposed by three exposed, like we saw in the previous mishnah. And you have much more than that here. You have two tefachim by two tefachim, which is much more than three exposed by three exposed. As opposed to if the sock comes into contact with a mace, it would not become tamei, as you only have one tefach by one tefach from the sock. And the minimum shear for a sock to become tamei to a mace is also four tefachim by four tefachim. Hamisha min ha-mapa, the echad min ha-or. If you have five tefachim by five tefachim from a mapa, and you attach one tefach by one tefach of an or of a high to the mappa, so you have six by six altogether. Now the shear for a mappa to become tamei is 6x6, and you only have 5x5. But you attach to it an oar, which has a lesser shear. For an oar to become tame, you only need 5x5. So since an oar has a lesser shear, it could complete the amount needed for a masa to be makabel tuma. And since an oar is more chamor, it has a lesser shear and more easily becomes tame, it could be maslim the amount that is needed for a masa to become tame. So in this case, if a zev is able to sit on this masa of which one type of his oar, it would become tame. But arba min oar, be'echa min asak, shlosha min asak, be'echa min abeged, tame. Or if you have 4 sakam by 4 sakam from an oar, and the minimum amount that is needed for more to become tame is 5x5. And you took 1 tefah by 1 tefah from sock and attached it to the oar. So now you have 5x5 altogether. Since the sock is more chamor, meaning to say it has a lesser shear more easily, becomes tummy than an oar, as a sock has a shear of 4x4 in order for it to become tummy. So it can be mashem and complete the amount that is needed for an oar to be makabel tuma. Since you have altogether 5x5 here, even though 1 tefah by 1 tefah is from the sock, it would become tummy matters if a zubba would sit on it. And so too, if you have 3 tefah by 3 tefah from a sock, and you attach to it 1 tefah by 1 tefah from a beged, you have 4x4 altogether, and a zubba would sit on it, it would become tummy. And since a beged is more chamor and has a lesser shear than a sock, as a beged only requires 3 tefah by 3 tefah to become tummy matters, it could be mashlim and complete the amount that is needed for a sock to become tummy matters. Zeh haklal, this is the general rule. Kol shechibar lo min hachamor mimenu tummy, min hakal mimenu tummy. Anytime you have a piece of material that requires a larger shear to be makabel tuma, if this material is kal, it doesn't have such a strict dent, it needs a large shear to become tame, and you do not have the shear that is needed, and you attach to it a material that's chamor mimenu, that has a stricter dent, that becomes tame more easily, it has a lesser shear to become tame, that material would complete the amount that is needed for the other material to become tame. And since you attach to it a material that's chamor mimenu, that has a stricter dent, it would complete the amount that is needed for it to be makabel tuma. As opposed to if you attach a material that's kami metal, that's more lenient, that it has a more lenient din as far as becoming tame, it needs a larger shear for it to become tame, it would not complete the amount that is needed for the other material to become tame, since it's kami metal, it's more lenient. Now the Mefarshim explained that which the Mishnah said, that if you attach two materials together, a material that's more chamor would complete the amount that is needed. That's only if you attach them in the order that the Mishnah says, you attach the beged to a sock, or an oar to a mafet, or a sock to an oar. In all these cases, since the materials are somewhat similar, if you attach a material that's chamor to a material that's kal, it would be mash in the minyan. But if you don't attach them in this order, for example, you attach a beged to an oar, or you attach a sock to a mafet, these materials are not similar at all. So therefore, even if you attach a more chamor material to a kal material, it would not be mash in the amount that is needed for it to be makabel tuma.